Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
All right, it's John Jay and Rich, Kiss FM. Gosh. We're gonna play Switcheroo.
Yo, Mike check. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Switch. Let's get it going.
Tickets to see Niall Horan. Our contestant is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
All right, how do we play, Peyton?
So, Switcheroo, basically how this goes, Sarah, is I'm going to give you guys a movie title, and it's going to be the opposite of what that actual movie title is, and you have to switch the words to come up with the right one. So, the example I like to use is Smart and Smarter, which the correct answer would be Dumb and Dumber. We good to go?
Let's do it.
Sounds great. All right. Rich, what do we hear when we get it right? Yes, and when we're wrong. All right, John Jay, we're going to start with you. The Dropout.
The Dropout. The Dropout. The Stand-In. The Drop-In. The Hangout.
Is that yours?
The Hangout.
I'm going to need an answer. The Hangover. That is incorrect.
Kyle with the Steel.
Kyle with the Steel?
The Graduate.
That is correct. Kyle with 1 point.
Wait, you're referencing a movie from 1967?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know the movie?
What?
Do you know the movie?
I watched the trailer when I figured out what this movie was, yeah.
Okay.
There's no rules or method to this game, but Kyle does have 1 point. All right, Rich, we move over to you. The Daydream After Halloween.
The Night Before Christmas.
That is incorrect, actually. Kyle. Give me another one. Kyle for the steal.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is correct. Kyle with 2 points.
Wait, what did I say?
The Night
Before Christmas.
I didn't say Nightmare?
Nope.
Oh.
Kyle with the steal. I almost gave it to you, too, though. Mm-hmm. Kyle, taking the lead. 2 points on the board right now already. You have the opportunity to get 3 right here. Catwoman ends.
Batman Begins.
Hello, Kyle with 3 points.
On fire.
You guys need to catch up. Sarah, you have a chance to get on the board with Kyle. Girls Run the World. All right, here we go. Yours is Down.
Okay, it's Up.
Yes, that's correct. In our Disney movie bag, we love it. All right, John Jay, you have a chance to redeem yourself, even though I don't think you're going to be able to beat Kyle, but that's okay. John Jay, come in.
Leaving.
Rich.
Go out. Going away.
Can I
get
say
out?
It?
Get out.
Get out.
Oh, Sarah tried to steal
it. Sarah, you should have just stolen it.
Sarah was ready. She was good before you. John Jay on the board with 1 point. Rich, I would have let you get it if John Jay didn't get it, just so you know. All right, Rich, we move over to you. Killing Public Ryan.
Wait, Killing Public Ryan?
Yep.
Saving Private Ryan.
Hello. Rich, Kyle, and Sarah on the board. John Jay as well with that last one. All right, Sarah, you have a chance to take it all with this one right here. Whisper.
Shout? Scream.
Yes, Sarah, nice. Yes. Good job. Sarah's my winner for today.
Yo, my God.
She was coming for your points,
Sarah,
you guys.
Hold on, live. We'll set you up tickets to go see now. BT Dubs. Okay, speaking
good
of
job.
Movies, Harrison Ford. You see, he got mad. You hear what happened to him? So,
a
couple things. Apparently, I mean, he's doing interviews with Indiana Jones, right? And he said he got upset during a scene. A stuntman tried to help him get off his horse. And he goes, what the F? Like, I felt like I was being attacked by gropers. I said, leave me alone. I'm an old man getting off a horse, and I wanted to look like that, right? Because he's in his 80s. And then someone said to him, who would win in a fight, Han Solo or Indiana Jones? And he's like, I don't want to having make stuff like that up. I mean, why are you asking me that crap for? He doesn't want to answer that.
It's a great question.
I don't think it's a great question.
You know?
No.
I think it's a great question.
The lightsaber is going to win.
Yeah.
And Solo doesn't have a lightsaber.
But people always go, who would win in a fight, Superman or Batman? I mean, you're just like, you're putting up two like movie heroes against each other.
Yeah, and they're both so iconic, and he's been both of them. I think that's a respectful question.
Well,
not a respectful
Harrison
answer,
Ford
though.
Doesn't like that question, and I do whatever Harrison Ford says. I'm on Harrison Ford's side.
He's turning into the get off my lawn guy. He's getting like all the cranky.
We're talking about SZA earlier. Do you hear what she said? How she treats her butt?
No.
Yeah, like a purse.
Like a purse.
What?
Now you think she has to keep things in there like Rich, but no. It's to enhance whatever else. It's like
an accessory.
It's an accessory.
Oh, I love that.
Because she got a BBL.
Yeah.
She got a BBL surgery, and she's like, people are like, I succumbed to all this pressure. No, she's like, I succumbed to myself looking in the mirror thinking I wanted a little extra back there.
I mean, good for SZA. I mean, she's definitely looks a lot different right now than she did a couple of years ago.
She got a BBL?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, she talks about it? Like, yeah. With, is that an implant? A butt implant? Or what's a BBL?
It's usually like injections.
Brazilian butt lift.
Right, but
it's
I
not an implant. They inject, like, either... like fat
silicone or something.
It's like a very like invasive surgery though, actually. Like you have to go to like a, like if you can't afford to have nurses come to your house and take care of you, you have to go to like a rehab center for a week.
And then does this, your butt stay like that, or does it eventually morph in your body?
It's supposed to stay like
that. Wow. I think Kim Kardashian had a BBL.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And had it taken out. Had the
Oh really?
I believe so. I think so.
All day long today, it's iHeartRadio Access Day. So if you go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com, you can check out these exclusive deals from Hotel Valley Ho, Mountain Shadows, Quick Quack Car Wash, iHeartRadioAccessDay.com.